1 Samuel chapter 30. On the third day, when David and his men came to Ziklag, the Amalekites had made a raid on the Negev and Ziklag, and they attacked Ziklag and burned it down. They took captive the women who were in it, both small and great. They had not killed any of them, but carried them away captive, and went on their way. When David and his men came to the town, they found it burned down, and their wives, sons, and daughters taken captive. David and the men who were with him wept aloud, until they had no more strength to weep. David's two wives had been taken captive, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the widow of Nabal the Carmelite. David was very upset because the men were talking about stoning him, as a result of all the people being grieved over the loss of their sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. David said to Abiathar the priest, the son of Ahimelech, "Bring me the ephod." So Abiathar brought the ephod to David. Then David inquired of the Lord, saying, "If I pursue after this band of raiders, will I overtake them?" He answered, "Pursue, for you will certainly overtake them, and will succeed in recovering everything." So David and his 600 men set out and came to the brook Bazor, where those who were left behind stayed. But David and 400 men pursued, with 200 staying behind, because they were too exhausted to cross over Wadi Bazor. They found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David. They gave him bread to eat and water to drink. They gave him a piece of fig cake and two clusters of raisins. When he had eaten, his spirit revived, for he had not eaten any bread or drunk any water in 3 days and nights. Then David asked him, "To whom do you belong? Where are you from?" He replied, "I am an Egyptian, a servant of an Amalekite. My master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made a raid on the Negev of the Kerethites, on the territory of Judah, and on the Negev of Caleb. We just burned Ziklag." Then David asked him, "Can you lead me down to this band of raiders?" He replied, "Swear to me by God that you will not kill me or turn me over to the hands of my master, and I will bring you down to them." When he had led David down, they found them spread out all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. David fought against them from twilight until evening the next day. Not one of them escaped except 400 young men who rode off on camels. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had taken, and David rescued his two wives. There was nothing missing, small or great, sons or daughters, the plunder or anything else that they had taken. David got it all back. David recovered all the flocks and the herds, which they drove ahead of the other livestock, and said, "This is David's spoil." Then David returned to the 200 men who were so exhausted that they could not follow David, whom they left behind at Wadi Bazor. They came out to meet David and to meet the people who were with him. When David approached the people, he greeted them. Then all the wicked and worthless men who had gone with David said, "Because they didn't go with us, we won't give them any of the spoil that we have recovered. Let each man take only his wife and his children and leave." Then David objected, "No, my brothers, you shouldn't do this with what the Lord has given to us. He has protected us and delivered the raiders who attacked us into our hand. Who will listen to you in this matter? For the share of the one who goes down to battle shall be the same as the share of the one who stays by the equipment. They shall share and share alike." From that day to this, David made it a statute and a regulation for Israel. When David arrived at Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, his friends, saying, "Look, a gift for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord." The gifts were also sent to those in Bethel, Ramot of the Negev, Jater, Aror, Shifmot, Eshtemoah, Rakel, the towns of the Yerachmeelites, and the Kenites, Hormah, Bor, Ashan, Atach, Hebron, and all the places where David and his men were accustomed to visit.